Hi everyone, just a quick announcement that the podcast now has a Facebook group for posting story suggestions or sharing articles about true crime case developments or other things you think might be interesting to other listeners of the show. You can join by going to facebook.com/groups/storiesafterdark. She was an award-winning actress, singer, and commercial model who started her career at 5 years old and was just about to go to college while still pursuing her showbiz career when she died in hospital after a series of mysterious circumstances. You're listening to Stories After Dark, a Philippine true crime and mystery podcast powered by Anchor and released exclusively on Spotify with new episodes out every Friday. This is the story of the teenage actress Julie Vega, who passed away at the age of 16 amid rumors that the cause of death was supernatural. Julie Vega was born Julie Pearl Apostol Postigo on May 21, 1968 in Quezon City, Metro Manila. She was the youngest and only girl among the 6 children of dentists Julio Postigo from Zamboanga del Sur and Perla Apostol from Iligan. And because of this, her nickname at home was Darling, and her nanny called her Tata, which means youngest child in Visayan. As a preschooler, Julie would dance to music on the radio and reenact in front of the mirror scenes she had seen on television, so it seemed only natural that she would become a showbiz personality herself. When she was only 5 years old, she was cast in TV commercial campaigns for Pure Foods and Band-Aid. And while performing at a Christmas party at the Quezon Institute where her mother worked, she was discovered by movie and stage director Lamberto Avellana and actress Boots Ansonroa, which led to her starring in the 1975 film Ang Pag-ibig Ko'y Huwag Mong Sukatin as the daughter of Ansonroa and Dante Rivero. Julie used the screen name Darling Postigo until the 1978 movie Mga Mata ni Angelita, where she started going as Julie Vega, as recommended by Larry Santiago, owner of Larry Santiago Productions and the film's director and producer. For that movie, she was chosen to play the lead role of Angelita, despite only placing 3rd among more than 200 child actresses who auditioned for the part, and for her performance, Julie won a Filipino Academy of Movie Arts and Sciences or FAMAS Award for Best Child Actress, as well as for her performance in the 1979 film Durugin Si Totoy Bato. Julie continued to star in other films, but because she was also in school, she had to turn down a few parts, such as the title character in the soap opera Flor de Luna, which began airing in 1978. The role was instead given to fellow child actress Janice de Belen, though Julie was later cast as the title character in Annalisa, GMA Network's first primetime drama series that premiered in 1980. Julie's portrayal as the frequently abused Annalisa made her a favorite among Filipino viewers and solidified her status as a successful young celebrity. With Julie's earnings, she was able to purchase a house for her family in 1982. As her star continued to rise, however, she never let it get to her head, even while she received volumes of fan mail from all over the Philippines. She also never allowed her career to get in the way of her studies, even as she chose not to take a home study program, but instead actually went to school, where she was badgered all the time by other children for her autograph, or clues to what would happen after the previous night's episode of Annalisa. Though she initially refused to add singing to her pursuits, Julie gave in after her brother Joey repeatedly prodded her to make use of her beautiful singing voice. She took formal voice lessons under renowned songwriter Cecil Azarcon, and with the training Julie received, she was able to sing many of the theme songs of the films she appeared in starting in 1983. Unfortunately, in that same year, Joey, the same brother who encouraged Julie to pursue singing, was stabbed to death by hired killers who mistook him for their target. This was a devastating loss for Julie, as she was closest to Joey among all of her brothers, and she even expressed a desire to join his brother in death. Julie eventually bounced back, choosing to focus on her career and express her emotions through singing and writing. She was signed to Regal Films by film company owner and producer Lily Monteverde, and she was included among the so-called Regal crybabies, along with her soap opera rival but real-life best friend Janice de Belen, and teenage actresses Maricel Soriano and Snooki Serna. During one of Julie's singing promotions for the 1984 Regal Films production Where Love Is Gone, she was discovered and was offered a recording contract by Bong Carrion, who owned with his then-wife Imelda Papin the newly established Emerald Recording Company. Julie's debut single, Somewhere in My Past, composed by Mon del Rosario, was an instant hit and became a certified gold record within its first few weeks of release. In 1985, Julie was launched by Carrion and Papin as a full-time solo artist, with her debut album First Love, which included Somewhere in My Past, among other songs that would also become hits. Julie had accomplished many things that few others had done so at the age of 16. She was a 5-time nominee and 2-time winner of a FAMAS Award, and was nominated and won as Best Child Performer at the 1980 Metro Manila Film Festival for her work in the movie Kapet Gatas, as the daughter of parents played by Fernando Poe Jr. and Charo Santos. Julie's single, Somewhere in My Past, was a Song of the Year nominee, and she won Emerging Female Singer of the Year at the 1985 AWIT Awards, and she did all of this without compromising her studies, and while remaining the unassuming and modest girl that her parents brought her up to be. In 1985, shortly after graduating from high school at St. Joseph's College, Julie was brought by her parents to a private hospital for experiencing extreme weakness and lack of sensation on her limbs. As her condition worsened and her hospital bills increased, her parents decided to transfer her to the Quezon Institute, where she unfortunately contracted bronchopneumonia, which prompted her doctors to give her a tracheotomy to help her breathe. Her condition further worsened, so she was transferred on May 6, 1985 to the Lung Center of the Philippines in Quezon City. But at 6:30 p.m., after just an hour and a half at the hospital's intensive care unit, Julie passed away, and her official cause of death was cardiac arrest secondary to bronchopneumonia. Julie's death was reported in the news in less than an hour, shocking the entire country with the loss of a beloved showbiz personality. Janice de Belen dropped everything in the middle of filming, and despite her fear of cadavers, went to the Lung Center of the Philippines to see her best friend's body. Julie's godfather, actor Fernando Poe Jr., as soon as he heard of Julie's passing, went to the Capitol Memorial Parlor where Julie's body was first kept. He sent more than 20 men from the group The Original Thunder Stuntmen to help manage the crowd that flocked to the Mount Carmel Church in Quezon City, where Julie's body was then transferred. Many of the people Julie had worked with came to the wake, like Bong Carrion and Imelda Papin, and those who couldn't attend sent large wreaths of flowers, such as President Ferdinand Marcos and First Lady Imelda Marcos. Julie's wake attracted thousands of mourners, including faith healers from faraway provinces, who came to revive the young actress, supposedly as instructed by the Virgin Mary. A few of them kept touching Julie's body and applying a green concoction on her skin, which momentarily brought warmth back into and relaxed the limbs of the cadaver, something that Imelda Papin reportedly observed. Julie's family eventually had to close the casket, but though that prevented the faith healers and other mourners from seeing and touching Julie's body, it couldn't stop them from speculating among themselves the true cause of Julie's death. According to Julie's brother Jimmy, Julie had been in and out of the hospital since January of that year, and she was confined at the United Doctors Medical Center in Quezon City after experiencing numbness on her limbs. She recovered after a month, though when she was asked in interviews whether she was sick and had been hospitalized, Julie said she was only taking a break as she had been overworked lately. When Julie was brought to the hospital again in May, she was diagnosed with a form of demyelinating disease, which is a nervous system disorder in which the myelin sheath of neurons is damaged, much like in multiple sclerosis and the Guillain-Barré syndrome. This explained the extreme fatigue and lack of sensation on Julie's limbs, but when she passed away of a cardiac arrest, the more superstitious Filipinos couldn't help but think that there might have been a supernatural factor to it. The most popular theory around Julie's death was that her health deteriorated after filming the 1984 anthology movie Lovingly Yours, Helen. In the first movie episode titled Akin ang Walang Diyos, Julie portrayed a girl possessed by an evil entity, and filming was done in a very old house near Mount Manalmon in San Miguel, Bulacan. According to rumors, as soon as they started filming, Julie changed from being her usual energetic self, and it was believed that an encanto or spirit either took a liking to her or punished her for the film crew's disrespect of the spirits in the area. One account told of Julie, during filming, seeing a bearded childlike figure like a duende or dwarf, which reportedly prompted the crew to sacrifice a chicken to appease the spirit. Others theorized that Julie's death might have been due to a curse on the house Julie bought for her family in Cubao, Quezon City. A year after they moved into the house, Julie's brother Joey was killed in a stabbing incident, and when Julie's mother reportedly sought among huhula or clairvoyant to identify the killer, she was asked if she had a daughter, and that if she did, she should take good care of her and pray for her, as, quote, malapit na siyang mawala sa inyo, end quote, which implied that Julie was about to pass away soon. During the brief time that Julie was out of the hospital, before her final days in confinement, she always seemed to be somber, much like how she was during the filming of Loving Lior's Helen. She was quieter and spent a lot of her time staring into the distance, and she poured her emotions onto paper in the poem she composed, like one about a leaf that had snapped off the branch and fell to the ground, worthless and forlorn. It's hard to believe that Julie might have seen herself as that leaf in her poem, as she had a lot of things ahead of her, both in her career and her studies. She was supposed to continue her studies at the University of the Philippines, and she had a lot of projects both ongoing and new, such as her continued role in the TV series Ana Liza, promotions for her debut album and the development of a second album, singing engagements with Imelda Papin both in the Philippines and abroad, her own TV show called Julie and Friends, and roles in TV shows Student Canteen and Dad's Entertainment. Perhaps her poem was about the loss of her dear brother Joey, or perhaps the inability to choose another path aside from what she was already on, possibly in relation to her showbiz career, but more likely because she might have already known that her debilitating illness had numbered her days. Julie's funeral was supposed to be on May 12, 1985, 6 days after her death, but it was moved a day before because a Chinese soothsayer named Dr. So reportedly said that it should be moved earlier to break a string of showbiz tragedies that had been happening recently and prevent two more deaths that he foresaw happening to Julie's family. Interestingly, Julie's father, Dr. Julio Postigo, would later die of lung cancer at the Lung Center of the Philippines on May 6, 1991, exactly 6 years after Julie passed away at the same hospital. Julie was laid to rest at the Loyola Memorial Park in Marikina with her brother and paternal grandmother, and the funeral was attended by about 100,000 adoring fans, some of whom still occasionally visit her final resting place today, with some others still wondering whether the cause of her death was more than just a cardiac arrest brought about by bronchopneumonia. In a 2015 episode of GMA's documentary program, I Wonder, in an attempt to investigate the claim that supernatural entities were responsible for Julie's death, the crew visited the location where the movie Loving Lior's Helen was filmed in San Miguel, Bulacan. Upon their arrival at one of the houses, the paranormal expert the team brought with them encountered a female spirit, and the camera crew experienced audio interference with their microphones whenever the expert spoke. While the team believed that the sounds they heard with the interference were supernatural, GMA's sound engineer insisted that they were caused by signal interference from the crew's mobile phones and other devices. The townsfolk of San Miguel, however, weren't surprised by what the crew had experienced or any of the other supernatural incidents, for that matter, experienced by other paranormal investigators who had been paying their land a visit. There are duendes and other encantos in their area, according to the locals, and some of them believe that Julie was napaglaruan o nakursunadahan, that her soul was taken by these spirits from her earthly body, and that it might still be wandering the land around Mount Manalmon even to this day. Thank you for listening to Stories After Dark, a Spotify exclusive powered by Anchor. Stay tuned next week for a new episode, and to make sure you're updated about the show, please follow Stories After Dark on your Spotify app as well as on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This story was suggested by listener Christine Joy Baang by email, and this episode was written, narrated, and produced by me, Derek. Music is by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. If you'd like to see the references used for this episode, suggest cases, send personal stories, or further support the show, you can go to storiesafterdark.ph for more information. All of the links are in the episode description.